This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
We have a mic, and you have a phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
And it never sucks on a Friday, that's a guarantee. If this show sucks on a Friday, Jerry will refund you your money right back to your PayPal account. Jerry is hosting this morning with Sal Licata, so CeeLo joins me. Good morning, CeeLo.
I'll tell you when it sucks, Al.
What happened?
When my coffee cup is spilling and leaking all
I
over
see.
The place.
By the way, you made a crucial coffee error, CeeLo, and is an error that others have made. And I've considered putting a giant sign in the back where the Dunkin' coffee is made.
Which error was that?
Well, the error is that you made a gigantic pot of coffee when there's not enough people here to drink it before it goes bad.
How gigantic are we talking?
You made the entire pot, like the entire container.
But what is that? What do you mean the entire container?
Like that big thing that the coffee drips into?
Yeah.
You filled the whole thing.
Okay. How long does the coffee last?
90 minutes.
Come on.
Yeah.
What happens after 90 minutes?
In Duncan's mind, that coffee is no longer fresh and it is tossed out.
Skunked?
I don't know if it's skunked, but they don't like... Look, they don't serve coffee after that. You could have it here after that, and we know when you made it. But after a while, you know, coffee's supposed to be fresh. So I like to make smaller pots in the morning. Especially.
Okay, see, here I was, thought I was doing a service for everybody.
Because what's going to happen is people are going to go back there, the light's blinking red, which means that coffee's no good anymore. Even though I know and you know that you made that coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The clowns at the other radio station around here, they're going to have no idea what went on, and they're going to toss
How
all of your coffee.
How many cups do you think? In the large container.
Oh,
yeah, because we have some significant coffee drinkers around here.
Yeah, I know, but they're not here now.
No, you know what I'm saying? We have people here. You've got two morning shows.
I'll do a test.
You also have folks at 1010 Wins.
Yeah.
That's really it on the floor. So Eddie drinks like 73 cups of coffee a morning.
Yeah, so. but he's going to go back there. He's going to be flashing red. He's going to be like garbage out, coffee in.
It's got about a half hour left. So, yeah, not hitting 40 cups.
And then what happens is...
My mistake, I apologize.
And then what happens is that we run into a day where we run out of coffee. And if everyone would have just treated the coffee like a resource that we don't want to lose...
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I will say there were plenty of beans for the original blend, so I think we'll be okay.
But that time until they run out is
Fugues. Yeah. Thank you.
That's they want to keep their coffee super fresh.
Yeah, like after about 3 hours, still fine.
Still fine.
Yeah, and I drink the red blinking light one all the time.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I've definitely done that.
You've drinking red blinking light coffee?
A lot of times I beat you guys in. I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back,
but I'll
go back there, and as long as there's something hot in there, I will drink it.
Yeah, yeah, if it's still hot. You're right.
Now, in this case, it was tapped out. So I was like, oh, okay, let me make it a fresh batch for everybody
all right,
here.
Perfect.
Even though I know Al likes to get in and be the one to do that, and now
it's
I understand
part of my routine.
Why. Yes.
It's fine, though.
And I did apologize to you.
You did.
As soon as I saw you, I didn't want to start your day off on the wrong foot, but apparently I failed.
But you did.
Yeah, exactly.
And on a Friday, no less.
And St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you.
A terrible job by me. I will give myself a little bit of an out. I had to pack last night and come into the city for other work.
Okay.
So technically, I selected my outfit on the 16th. But I've got
my you're not wearing green.
Baby
yeah.
blue and navy blue vest on here. No green, which is terrible because I do have some Irish heritage.
Yes.
And my mother will be pretty angry this morning when she turns on CBS Sports Network and sees that I have no green on.
All
terrible.
Right. Two bad things then for you today, the coffee and this.
Off to a rough start.
I did 20.
You disappointed Al and your mom.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, those are like two of the top people on the list right there.
And I did that 23andMe a number of years ago, half Irish.
Oh,
like
needed,
legitimately half
you
Irish.
You needed to find out through them. You couldn't just figure it out on your own?
I wanted to see what was going on. I like 23andMe.
I'm just shy of 40% as far as
I can
right?
tell.
Yeah.
All right, so you're Irish too.
A little bit.
That's 40% is pretty good.
Yeah, I've got mostly Italian.
Everyone
Irish
wants to be Italian.
And a little Hungarian.
That's what I love about 23andMe. Proved all you fake Italians or you're not really Italian. Oh. That's why fake Italians will not do 23andMe.
Gotcha. I'm definitely not fake Italian. Both of my dad's parents, Italy. So, yeah.
But people in this area in particular.
Well, their parents.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Oh, boy. Must be that coffee.
People love to be Italian. Oh, I'm Italian. No, you're not. You're not. Like, I'm not Italian. Maybe I'm a little slither.
I wouldn't have guessed that you were.
Right.
What else? So half Irish? And what else we got going on?
I think
on
it's
there?
Like Hungarian, Czechoslovakian,
Hungarian here.
Those, Polish, those sorts of things.
Okay. Nice. Eddie?
Do you recognize my claim as half Italian?
Well, if you did 23andMe and I saw it on paper, I would.
Oh, okay.
Recognize his claim. His last name is Scuzzeri.
I don't know if that's Italian. I've never been to a restaurant called Scuzzeri.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's actually Sicilian.
Yeah. Sicilian.
Thank
but
you.
But I know both my paternal grandparents emigrated from Sicily.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that
counts
then. Pretty good evidence.
That's good.
The turn of the last century.
That's good evidence. I'd love to get a swab of your DNA anyway, just in case you commit a crime somewhere down the road.
Yeah, that's not creepy.
And then I could submit it to 23andMe.
Just in case you commit a crime.
Yeah, I'm going to need everyone's DNA here today.
Yeah.
To prove you're all Irish or Italian.
Swipe it right off our used coffee cups.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
By the way, congratulations to my alma mater, Princeton, for...
Oh, stop it.
Number 15, Princeton, beating number 2, Arizona.
And
Arizona.
Their mascot is what, Al?
A tiger.
Okay.
I was there, it was a tiger.
Oh,
I was
sure.
Assume it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know I went to college in New Jersey. You know that, CeeLo.
Yeah.
How about this, Arizona? You may have beautiful weather. You may have beautiful women on your campuses. It may be the best place to live. When you come to the NCAA tournament and you face a team from New Jersey, you will lose.
That's right.
Happened
just like
last
they did
year.
To UCLA back in the day.
Who did this?
Princeton.
They did this to UCLA? 90, really back in the day, 90, though?
Well, 96.
Because this says they haven't had a win in the tournament in 25 years.
Correct. They won in 98, but in 96, I believe they were... Was that also a 15-2 situation? I got to double check on that. They upset UCLA.
Well, this was, Princeton number 15, Arizona number 2, knocked them off. So last year, Arizona got beat in the first round by a number 15 seed as well from New Jersey. What school was that? St. Peter's.
That was Arizona.
Yeah,
see, I forgot about that.
Yes. Yeah, Arizona.
The Peacocks.
You suck. Arizona, you think you have it all. You don't. You walk around out there in the sun, stepping in the hot sand.
I love Arizona.
Because you live in the desert.
Yeah.
You back into a cactus and you got a thing in your butt.
Okay, then.
You walk the wrong way, you get a scorpion bite. A wolf may steal your baby, but you're not going to beat New Jersey when you're a number two and we're a number 15.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Princeton was a 13 in 96, as I just correct myself there.
We call that a bracket buster, CeeLo.
Final score of that game, not to go down memory lane.
For which game is this?
43-41, the 96 game when Princeton beat UCLA. 43-41, college hoops.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you get smart people, like people that go to Princeton. They don't ball normally. You know what I'm saying?
In recent years, I feel like Princeton's had some teams that shoots the three pretty well. I don't know about yesterday. Are
the student-athletes on the Princeton team, do they have to be able to get into the school in order to be on the team? Or is it one of these fugazi places where you could be totally illiterate?
There are no athletic scholarships
Correct.
In the Ivy League.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I know I didn't get a scholarship.
Sips on his fresh hot coffee.
By the way, I was reading the. I'm not going to pretend I watched this game.
You didn't. It was a daytime game.
I didn't see it.
I mean, you're home. You couldn't flip on the basketball yesterday.
No.
So what were you doing
yesterday?
Yeah, afternoon. You're home.
I walk my dog a lot. I play the
piano. How many times did you walk your dog?
You'd be surprised. Four times.
Fine. But like just while you're home, just something
piano.
On in the background. You played piano all afternoon.
I played the piano, and then in the background, I keep music. I don't like to have a screen on.
Okay.
I mean, I'm staring at an iPad most of the day, but I don't like to have a screen on.
Okay.
Also, I cut the cord a while ago and have no real way to watch.
By the way, our buddy Pat Boyle checks in.
What does he want?
And I should be on top of these things to correct you.
What?
St. Peter's did not beat Arizona.
Who did it?
They beat Kentucky. So let's see. I got to go now look
at this article is very incorrect then.
Oh, fake news.
It is fake news because that's what I read. Hold on. I got that in the New York Post.
Uh-oh.
The New York Post, you're on blast.
The amount of articles they pump out, they're bound to make a few mistakes along
the way.
You're
on blast.
Let me see here.
I'll look it up there. I don't want to. Princeton March Madness bracket buster.
You think you're going to beat me?
Yeah, I do think I'm going to beat you. Yeah.
Do you?
Maybe I'm not.
St. Peter's beat Kentucky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is what the headline said. I wrote this down. I wrote down the headline. It says, Princeton, second time in a row, a number 15 from New Jersey did them in.
Say that one more time.
It said the second time in a row, second bracket in a row,
uh-huh.
that a number 15 from New Jersey beat them.
As in Arizona.
Yeah. I'll Google it during the break. I don't want to waste
bore everybody to
tears.
Exactly.
I'll trust Pat Boyle. He's one of
I just looked it up for
one
you
of my top.
Once he brought it to us.
He was one of my top draft choices.
That's right.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, CeeLo, but if you were starting a brand new radio station.
Oh, here we go.
Sports talk. And you had a bunch of things you had to consider. You were bringing, you know how they go, would you want to start a franchise with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, of course.
Or Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Would you want to start a sports talk radio station?
You're going
to
give me an either or here?
Not an either or. I'm going to leave the field open.
Oh, open-ended.
Open-ended. You can only bring one talent to start the radio station.
Okay.
Now, you got to keep a couple things in mind. Are you going to go with somebody who's going to demand big money? Mr. Boomer Esiason. Or are you going to go with somebody who you think is reasonably affordable to get who can have a big impact? Who would you start your radio station with?
Of folks that work here?
Correct.
Or just in general?
No, folks that work here. Uh-huh.
Network side as well or no?
No. Just WFAN only. They could be part-timers, full-timers. You got a lot to consider here, though.
Yeah.
You got a budget you got to hit.
Yeah, I need
you
to
also
know the
need somebody who's attractive to advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to know somebody who is all in. Somebody who's got a name. Someone who's got a social media following. Although Spike seems to hate Twitter these days.
Oh, you're not allowed to say the word. I'm kidding.
Who, to me, I'm going to go first, Sal Licata.
Look at that. You love you some Sal.
I love Sal Licata.
What if I picked you?
That'd be a very smart move.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be all in? That's questionable.
I can't do a four-hour show, Steelo. Exactly. You know that. You know I can't do that. That's the other thing with Sal. He could do solo shows. Not everyone can do solo shows.
Yes, versatile.
Versatile. He screams. He yells. He's got good energy.
She barks. She drools. She sleeps above her covers. 4 feet above her covers.
All right, so there you go. Was that was the only big upset, I guess, in the NCAA tournament yesterday.
No, you had, well, I don't know about that was the biggest, for sure.
That was the biggest,
Furman.
Furman?
Yeah, Furman.
Furman?
That article you read was, I mean, Arizona did not, I mean, they won multiple games last year.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Anyway,
I'm going to find that writer, CeeLo, and I am going to put him in the Cobra Clutch.
You do that. Yeah, Furman won.
Furman?
They beat Virginia on I'm not going to say a desperation three, but like clock was ticking down, balls kicking around a little bit, and all of a sudden it came to the guy. And
from downtown?
Yeah, it was from downtown. Buried it for the win. Yeah.
Furman.
Furman.
Where is Furman?
I have no idea. Eddie?
I'm not sure, but I would guess Virginia, but I'm not sure.
Do you know
the
mascot, though?
Paladin.
I'm going to throw something out there, and I don't know why I know this. I think Sam Weish... was
Furman?
A quarterback at Furman.
Wow.
South Carolina.
That he is. That's Sam him then. Because he definitely went there.
That was stuck in your
memory. And by the way,
memory
when that
somewhere.
Comes up as a fact, I'm leaving out this door a hero.
Confirmed. Furman. How about that? How did that stick?
I don't know why that stuck in my head.
Did Boomer drop that on you and it just stuck?
No, we had him on years and years ago.
He mentioned it.
I did a little Wikipedia. Uh-huh. I don't know why that stuck with me.
It went back into your, stuck in your memory bank.
Yes, sir. CeeLo, let's take a break here. I'm going to find the person who wrote that article who's making me look like a fool here this morning.
Out him.
I am looking like a fool on the radio.
You're nothing but a fool.
And I will not stand for it. You will be put on blast. And when we come back, we got some Edwin Diaz notes, CeeLo.
Oh, no.
We've got a quick note on Aaron Rodgers. I've got a bunch of NFL things. I've got a couple of baseball media-related news, which I love. And I have a story involving a rat.
I'm putting you on the spot real quick for the break. What's a paladin?
A bird.
I have no idea. Eddie? Bird?
Not sure.
Okay, we'll check
we'll
on
Google
that in the break as well. We're off to a flying start
that.
Here.
I'm going to Google this article that I read this morning. And we Jerry Recco,
yes,
Salicata will be here at 6:00.